kindness regarding Suda HaMaseket, that one is not permitted to eat by the Suda HaMaseket, Maseket, who's an Erev Tishvav after Chatzos, the last Suda that he claims to have. And Tishvav is a long day. Erev Tishvav is a long day. So let's say he claims to have lunch, and Chatzos is 1 o'clock, he claims to have lunch at 1 15, and he claims to have supper later in the day. So the lunch Suda is not yet the Suda HaMaseket. So HaMaseket, the Gemara says, you go to Kula both directions, you need to Suda after Chatzos, and it's the last Suda that one is going to have in the day. So then there's a din with the Rabbanan, one is not permitted to have Shnei Tavshilin, two different Bachorim that were cooked. Let's say he has cooked fish and he has cooked spaghetti. So you're not permitted to have cooked fish and cooked spaghetti. One Michael, you're allowed to have, you're not allowed to have two Michael. And if you have things that are not cooked to the stomach, you can eat as many as you want. Nikir Adin. Morris says the din is that we eat like the Tani, you just have a piece of bread and you dip it in the ashes. You sit on the floor, these are the hogs, but Nikir Adin, you're permitted to have a meal, just, you're not allowed to have a two-course meal of macholim that are cooked. And if you want to have raw fruits and raw vegetables or raw whatever, raw is okay. Just tafshilin is awesome. And you can drink all you want, Nikir Adin, but you're not permitted to have yain, you're not permitted to have basar. The one michael that you're allowed to have may not be basar. Nikir Adin, we have a meaning, we don't have flesh the whole 9 days. Ran in the Dharma course that there were some Bali Ates that had been not to have flesh in the whole 3 weeks, or not to have lots of the yang the whole 3 weeks. And Yikir Adin, the Dina Mishnah, it's only also by the Suda Master. So then the Gemara says, the Basa, that's also, it's only called Man Shaluki Shlomi. When you bring a Kobe Shlomi, you can eat the Basa Yom Vilayla and another day, Shnei Yom Vilayla Echot. So it's the relation, Kishlomim, if it's within the first day and a half, then it's also deep. Let's say it's flesh in the freezer, it's cooked a long time ago, sitting in the freezer for a long time, in the refrigerator for a week. So then, Nikir Adin, you're permitted to have that by the Suda HaMaseket, let alone the whole 9 days. And our meaning is that we don't. Place is ready, quote the time, the meaning is that we don't. And then Yayin, Yayin Nigito, Nikir Adin is Mutar, Ab Kama, so the Mutar is called Manchu, the Tosis, and how long is that? The first 3 days when you squeeze it out and you make grape juice, then the Nikir Adin you're permitted to drink it by the Suda HaMaseket, it doesn't count as yain. And it's only also to drink by the Suda HaMaseket after the first 3 days. The Gemara wants to know, what about over here, Ba'ayvah and Sarimar? Sarimar is only chayiv, is only punished, only chayiv skila, if he has lost the yain. The Gemara wants to know, and the basa has to be fancy basa, that it should be, should Schneidach happen there to become a gangster. If the basa is not, is less than Kishlomim, is not so Gishmak, then for sure he doesn't have a din of Ben Sarimorah. The Gemara wants to know, is the taka the same as by the Suda HaMaseket? The Gemara says no. The Gemara says over here, Halachot Mishim Nimshuhu, the Kol Shuhu Lam Nimshuh. If the flesh is more than, let's say when you bring a korban chatos, you can only bring the chatos yom v'layla at chatzos, yom v'layla, and then after yom v'layla, and the rabbanon at chatzos. So that's what the Gemara says over here. If the flesh is more than like by korban chatos, so it's already nish, it's already not nasev and so remark. Even though over there by Suda HaMaseket, you say called manshu kishlomit, tishnei yom in the right effort, but over here by the mitzvah has to be even more gishmak, and the most gishmak is like a chatos, yom v'layla. And the yayin also, the Gemara says, ad nem yom. There, the din is a difference between the first 3 days and afterwards. The yayin, the gito, is only the first 3 days, doesn't count as yayin, and after that it does. And over here, it only counts after the first 40 days. Yayin that he has to drink has to be fermented yom, fermented wine. After 3 days is also just grape juice. It's not yet the yayin. Mara says in Baba Bakta that Nikir Adin, the Mara says you can't say, Eina Mikidush Ela Yayin Haroi Lanasar Hagavi Hamizbeah. If you have wine that's not going for Nisar Hagavi Hamizbeah, so the Mara says you can't use it for Kiddush. The Mara says, what do you mean? The Yayin, in the first 40 days, you're not supposed to use it Hagavi Hamizbeah. Like over here, the first 40 days doesn't count, it has to be Yayin that's Meshaker. And nonetheless, the Gemara quotes a member that the Sechatah, the Meshkel Shalom, you can take a cluster of grapes, squeeze it out into a cup on the Erev Shabbos, and then say Kiddush on that wine. So So how can you tell me that you have a memory of the Amoraim today? You can only recite Kiddush over such wine. That's where the Nasa Hagam is there. It's not so. The wine within the first 40 days is not really the Nasa Hagam is there. And nonetheless, it is kosher to Kiddush. It must know the memory goes only on Yain Shehela Kmoch. Only if the wine spoils. Just like spoiled wine starts to spoil. Just like spoiled wine, you're not allowed to use on Gabi and Fair, so too. You're not supposed to use it for Kiddush. But the Gemara says that also for the Mizbeach, you need Gavki Yayin that's Hatach Nesar Shechar Hashem. That's the Yayin that's Meshakir after the first 40 days. Within the first 40 days, isn't it? It's not the same as the Bible and Sarah. Yeah, and Yerushal is the Machlekes of Rishayim. Yeah, and Yerushal is the Machlekes. The Tosfos says they don't see what's wrong. The Gemara comes to the conclusion that the Yayin that's no good for Nisach Hagami and Mizbeach is no good, may not be used for Kiddush, is referring to Hela Kamachim. So Tosfos says that's all it refers to. Only Hela Kamachim if it began to spoil, but if it's Yerushal, and there's a custom that you're not allowed to use it for the Mizbeach, so that doesn't carry over to Kiddush. That's how Tosfos holds. And the Rambam quotes the Gemara will disagree. They say no. That Hela Kamachim is another din, but the basic din is if it's Yayin Mevushal and it's not acceptable for Nisach Hagavi Mizbeach, that's also no good for Kiddush. Yayin Mevushal is no good for the Mizbeach. The Gemara says, Dam Shebishloi. If you bring a carbon on the Mizbeach, if you shep the carbon in the Yazdore, and you cook the dam before you zarek on the Mizbeach, so the Gemara says that it's no good for Zrika Hagavi Mizbeach. Dam Shebishloi. Is part of the Gabi Mizbeach. That's why we passed, and that's why Ashkenazim passed in the Shulchan Aruch. The Ramo passed, and Machaber is the question what he passed. But the Ramo passed that the Dam Shedishla is only a Nisa de Rabbon. There's no Nisa de Rabbon to drink the Dam. The Gemara says the same thing. Let's say you have a carbon and you want to be mocked. You're supposed to be mocked at the Eimurim on Gabi Mizbeach. So if you cook them before you mocked them on the Mizbeach, or if you broil them before you mocked them on the Mizbeach, then the Gemara says you're not going to the Mizbeach. Has to be raw. The yayin has to be yayin chai, can't be mevushal, and the dam has to be dam shaloi bishloi, and the flesh that you burn on the mizbeach. Whatever the carbon happens to be, if it's an oila, you burn the whole carbon on the mizbeach. If it's any other carbon other than an oila, you only burn the emurim, the chaylev on the mizbeach. So the chaylev, the Gemara says, if it's already cooked or broiled before you burn it on the mizbeach, so you're not getting to the mitzvah of haktar. Everything has to be raw. That's a machloik. So we show him, right? That's a machloik. The Rambam in Hildiyan Hilcha Shabbat, when he quotes all the Diyam of Kiddush, he quotes that in the Goyim, that Yayin Mevushal is possible, Gabi Amizbeah, the Huadinami that is possible for Kiddush, because he takes the memory literally, whatever is not acceptable for Mizbeah, call Yayin She'en Arod Menasach Hagam Mizbeah, may not be used to say Kiddush either. If you mix in, if you have sugar in it, so that's the machloik, is the Rambam in the Goyim. If you have sugar in it, you're not allowed to use this Nisach HaYayin HaGavi HaMizbeach, because that's the din of Sorah Drash. If you call Sorah HaDrash, that's active in memory of Shev Hashem. So Drash, Rashi recommends Drash includes cold, mystical spirit, and you should. So if you would have wine, and you would mix in sugar, and you want to use that on HaMizbeach, that for sure is no good, because you'll be over on the use of Sorah Drash. Machlek is the Ramam the Goyim is, what about to use Yayin Shir Gubo, the secret spree, if they mix in some sugar, is that possible to be Kiddush or not? What's the Shaila? So they say the name of Rabbi Abba Salvechi. The Shaila is probably in the 2 days in the Chachinuch. The Chachinuch clears the Shaila. It says in Tishma Teres, it says, Ilo hayinot bakutu shal vash, ein olam yochal amma mibnei reichot. If you would mix in a little vash into the Teres, then the rech would be mamish bivaldis. So the Torah says, you're supposed to add on whatever will enhance the aroma of the Torahs. And that's why you add on more than the yudal of samaman, and you add on things that enhance it, because there is a kosra of rokach. Rokach means you mix in whatever is good for the reyach. So, and vash is givaldic, that would be givaldic. So lo mei morgum vash. So the answer is given, because you're not allowed. So, you're not allowed to mean that what? It says, in dosim bodvash, psova. If you mix in dvash, it's possible. The Minachaskinach is not sure what does that mean. In dosim bodvash, psova means that technically you can't use the kteiris, Because then if you'll be mocked to this third the hand rash, you'll be in violation of the Avera Surah Rash on the Dvashibo, on the Chelik al Dvashibo. But it doesn't mean Stolo, that if you'll be mocked to the Ktoris as it stands by, you won't be able to the Mitzvah of Ktoris. No, you'll be able to the Mitzvah of Haktoris al Ktoris, and at the same time, you will be in violation of the Avera of Haktoris Surah Rash, al Gabi Amin. Both, you'll have the Mitzvah and you have the Avera. Or maybe I should say, no. In Dosan Bodash Stola means if you have a carbon which has Dvash mixed in, so the whole carbon is a carbon pot. He's not sure what's the nature of the din. In Dosan Bodash Stola means the Maisa, you can't use the Ktor. How are you going to get out the Dvash? You can't get out the sugar. You mix in sugar, there's no way to get it out. So the main way, you can't be mocked to the Ktor Sagamizdech because you'll be in violation of the Aveira of Haktoras HaDvash. The Ktoris will be kosher, but you'll have an Aveira. Maybe Mitzvah of Aveira. Maybe of Aveira. Maybe it will be Mitzvah of Aveira. What's the right to the Rabbanon?
If Mitzvah of Aveira,
it will be
the case that
the Aveira will be Mitzvah of Aveira. Maybe it will be Mitzvah of Aveira. Yeah. Maybe it will be Mitzvah of Aveira. You think you have to go to one of those Gemara to see. But they're leaving out the issue of Mitzvah of Aveira. Probably wouldn't be. Leaving at the Isha Mitzvah of Aveira, would the Dvash be Pafel? So, Min HaSinach is not sure. Maybe it doesn't really mean Psalm means that the Torah becomes Okya Pafel. It just means you better not be mocked of it, or you're going to have a problem of Haktoras the Dvash on your end. Or doesn't mean no. Maybe there's Aloha, Korban, that has the Tarubis of the Dvash. Not only are you in violation of the Easter, but Haktoras HaDvashibo, the whole Korban becomes Pafel. That's how the Kavanah interprets HaGemara. He says that the Ramah, he doesn't refer to Min HaSinach, but he probably before the Min HaSinach, but he, Menach, the Kavanah, attaches HaGemara like that. That the Gemara seems to say like that the way the Ramah writes it, that a Korban Shiyesh B'Sorat Vash, the whole Korban is possible. The whole Korban is possible. So that seems to be the Machlokes, is the Ramah Negoinim, what's the din regarding Kiddush? You carry over this din, whatever yayin is not acceptable, may not be used for Kiddush either. The Tosfos says it only refers to Helek Mochim. Yayin Shehelek Mochim, if it's spoiling, if it's got to spoil, so you cannot use it for Korban, so you who have the Nami, you may not use it for Kiddush. And the Rambam quotes to the Gaon that it's not so. It's not just the din if it's spoiling, even if it's Yayin Shebishloi. Which is Akzeret HaKasuv, that is no good for Nisal HaGavi and Bechu and Nami, that is no good for Kiddush. So the Rambam has a machlokes with the Goyim, what would the din be if you mixed in Sorah Dvash into the Yayin? So the Goyim hold of that would be okay. That would be kosher, because the Yisr HaKtorah, if you have a partner shared with Sorah Dvash, you only over the Yisr with respect to the Sorah Dvash Shabbo, but not with respect to the rest of it. So the rest of it is really kosher and not the HaGavi and Bechu. So by Yayin, to make Kiddush on Yayin, what you're over needs is Torah Vash. There's no use in Torah Vash, you're not being Makhtar HaGavim is there. And you can't say that the Yayin is possible and Nasa HaGavim is there. The Yayin is kosher. You just technically can't pour it on the Mizbech, because then you'll be in violation of the Yisrael of Torah Vash. And the Rambam disagrees. Rambam holds no, that a Korban Shiyesh with Torah Vash, the whole Korban becomes possible. So the Yayin is Yayin. Not only the Vash is an Yisrael, the sugar is the Yisrael. No. You're able to Easter and Nisach HaGavi HaMizbeach with the Yayin itself. Yayin Shiyesh Bo Torah Dash becomes part of the Gavi HaMizbeach. Anyway, the Gemara there says if you stoich a daughter Meshkel Shalom, that's the Beferish Gemara. You can use grape juice for Kiddush. You can squeeze it, means on Erev Shabbos. You can squeeze the cluster of grapes into a cup of wine, and you can use grape juice for Kiddush. That's L'chol HaDeis. The Machloikis in recent years, but you can use grape juice for Kiddush, because now the grape juice is treated in such a way that it'll sit for 40 days and it won't turn into wine. And then to the Gemara, if the grape juice sits for 40 days, it'll turn into wine. And that's why you're not supposed to use the grape juice, ad mem yom, you're not supposed to use it with nasach hagavi hamizbeach. Because it has to be derech shikrus, has to be mishaker. Grape juice that's sitting for 40 days. And for Kiddush, you don't need that, it should be meted in mishaker. That's not a problem. But the shaila is maybe the grape juice, which would, only such grape juice, which was not treated chemically, which if you let it sit, theoretically, if you let it sit for 40 days, then it'll automatically turn into wine, so maybe that has a special yichus, that has a special status, and you say, Gorpia Gofen on that. And maybe if you take grape juice like they take now, and they cook it, and they add chemicals, and they alter the whole consistency, and it, even if it'll sit for 40 days, it's not going to turn into wine. So maybe that is bar shakal neither bar. Maybe that's not bar piagot. But that was, in recent years, that was the big machloek. So the Knesset HaGdolah writes like that, to such a place as Sinoz, it also sounds like that. The grape juice, which is oimed to become wine, also has the hashivas of bar piagot. But if it's not oimed to become wine, isn't it? That's what I think in Paschim. And Rav Moshe Paschim, Rav Moshe held that even grape juice that's treated chemically, it's also cannot simply will not be it will not ferment. It's not going to turn into wine. He held that it's also bar piagot. That was the big machlokes years ago. The first one who passed like that happened to be Professor Louis Ginsberg from the Jewish Theological Seminary during the Prohibition years, when it was forbidden to manufacture your own intoxicating beverages unless it was necessary for sacramental purposes. So the Chassidim were all making their own wine, and they said it's necessary because if you don't have wine, you can't be Yotzei Kiddush and Avdol and Avrikos. So Louis Ginsberg, supposedly, that's how they write it up in the literature, masked to the government that it's an iptazoi, that strictly speaking, you can use grape juice. So it's not necessary to have wine. But one of the rabbonim in Connecticut, who had learned by the Chofetz Chaim, wrote a sefer on the commentary on the sefer mitzvos by Rambam. Just gives marmon comments. He doesn't really give too many comments. So every 15, 20 pages, he goes off on a tangent and he writes a long footnote that has really nothing too much to do with what the Rambam writes in the Sefer HaMitzvot. The only reason why they reprinted it because of these tangents, that every 20 pages it goes off on a tangent. So one of his tangents is about this, he has a whole attack about this issue, but he says that he's wrong, he says Allah that he's wrong. Okay. So Shailen did, whether grape juice has a chashivas to recite the Bar Piagot, and whether it's good for Kiddush and Avdolah or not. Anyway, but for the Ben Sora Mora, for sure not. Ben Sora Mora will not become a Ben Sora Mora unless it's already leaving the Meshaka. If the wine is 40 days old, it has to be, if the Schneider happened there, it has to start to become a gangster. And it has to be Bosser. I think Mora says chicken is not good, it has to be flesh.
Wine connected
to the Gemara says it's perfect. The Kiddush and Avdol, it's the same thing. Gemara says, Sechadah the Meshul Shalalahim, Vaimarala the Kiddush Ayah. Barbukaitis, Rav Moshe holds that the Moshe had a Kiddush here, that it has to, you have to drink a toast. There here's a toast. You don't, just like you don't make a toast on orange juice, you don't make a toast on tomato juice, you don't make a toast on grape juice. Even if it's grape juice that would be able to ferment and convert into wine. That was Rav Moshe's Chiddush. Yeah. Rav Moshe brought the Raya from the Raya they think Zachan. Rav Moshe brings the Raya from the Yerushalmi. That one of the Amoraim, Agos Mami says, one of the Amoraim used to use wine with avocados and he was sick from Pesach until Shavuot. So why, says the Shailas, why did he have to use wine? Why didn't they just use grape juice? So maybe he was allergic to grape juice? Then he would get sick from grape juice also. That's what Moshe said. So the writer, he needs that for wine. So the manufacturer of the Kerem wine said that the Raya is Nishkin Raya. They think that with the Raya because they said that today we can treat grape juice in such a way that it will not ferment. But with Manha, Amarayim, with Managmar, they didn't know how to treat grape juice. And the grapes don't grow that season of the year. So the grapes grow in September time. So, the grapes that they made grape juice on, you can't have grapes sit around for so long, the grapes will get ruined. So, if they squeeze out the grape juice in September, October, the Bantatan Kang Pesach will already convert into wine. It was impossible to have grape juice Pesach time. It just didn't exist in Mitzvahs. That's what they think that with their rye. Okay, Rav Moshe said Mitzvah of Dvar on our rye is also good. Moshe holds Mitzvah of Dvar, that's Abrakaisis, you're drinking a toast. So it's Derech Eretz, it has to be up to some Midi de Meshach or something. Sam Yenam is the favorite in the Gemara, that the great Jews already have, if there's Maga Nochri and grape juice, that already has a din of Sam Yenam. That's the favorite. If you do the Hamshaka, if you squeeze out the grapes, and the grapes are still there together with the juice, and you didn't separate the grape juice from the grapes, But then it doesn't yet have the din of yayin. But once you started the process of separating the grapes from the grape juice, so that's called hamshochet, so then there is a din of maga nochri, that the maga nochri will asa. That's what the Feirish is. Usually we assume that for Havdalah purposes of the Kiddush on Shabbos morning, if you don't have wine is not matzah, so then you can say Kiddush on Chamar Medin. Friday night, we usually assume that you can't. So there's one opinion, even Friday night, you can make Kiddush on Chamar Medin. But normally the accepted opinion is if there's no Shas HaTchak, so you can only use the Chavos Chaim, I think, taught some of them in the army, some of them in the Polish army and the Russian army. So he doesn't have wine, so he discusses so let him say Kiddush over Chalav. But if it doesn't have Chalav, so is it feasible, is the Shas to make Kiddush over Chamar Medin on Friday night? So he has such a discussion, Halacha Lamaisa, how much of the Shas HaTchak do you have to have? We never had that. So by us, like the bin that you can use Chamar Medina as a substitute for wine. If wine is not matzah, if wine is available, so you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina. That's why Moshe has a whole tshuva about what qualifies as Chamar Medina. At the end of the tshuva, he writes in the last paragraph, but what country you, what part of the world do you live in? What are you asking a shayla? What's acceptable for Chamar Medina? Whenever wine is available, so you're not supposed to use Chamar Medina, not for Havdalah, not for Kiddush on Shabbos morning. So everybody has wine. If you don't have wine, so knock on the next door neighbor. The neighbor has wine. There's no Eretz, so make Kiddush in his house. Oh, okay. If a person is allergic to wine, he's not allergic to the harmony. Oh, okay. He has a medical problem. Right. So some say, based on the Gemara in the list, Perik in Pesachim, at Arif Pesachim, some Gedolim, some Chuvah Sparim say like that. Halachas Tanis, I think, they quote the name Rav Chaim Valojin. That in order to qualify as Chamar Medin has to be immediately mishap. There has to be something that has funk to it, that has alcoholic content, that you can get drunk. Here, right, by wine, it doesn't have to be immediately mishap. Grape juice, the Gemara says it's okay, except on the Mizbech has to be immediately mishap. Here, for the Ben Saramari, the wine has to be mishap. If he's going to drink the wine and knife and that it's not mishap, isn't it? But for Chamar Medina, for Havdalah, that's what a few, there are Achrenim and the Chuvahs for him, want to say like that. Based on the Gemara, tells in Arvi Pesach, the Gemara says that one of the Amoraim came from Eretz Yisrael to Bogo, and he didn't know what was going on there, so then they gave him they told him that they used to make beer from certain fruits, I forgot already, from certain fruits. So he ate the fruits and he got carried away. He got drunk from eating the fruit. And then he said, wow, this stuff is really gewaltig. This is good to make Havdalah of this. This is real Chamar Medina. Then the next day, he had a bellyache, a headache. He was really sick. So he says, all right, this is terrible. Why did they give it to him in the first place? He complained. But first, when he got drunk from it, so then he said, this is real good stuff. This is real Chamar Medina. So that's what that friend says from the Gemara. It may possibly be mashma, not necessarily. You just say, so he's a mitzvah, such a gewaltig Chamar Medina, it's even mishake. The Poshim Shah. But some Achrayim understood from that Gemara that you have to have needed a Meshaker by Chamar Medina for Havdalah. So that's the Shaila. What qualifies as needed a Meshaker? Let's say if you're going to say coffee, tea. Coffee and tea is not needed a Meshaker. Nobody gets drunk. Oh, so they hold that you don't need needed a Meshaker. Right. They hold you don't need. You don't need needed a Meshaker. Chaim Oizen and Rav Ochanan Wasserman were brothers-in-law. They're married to two sisters. So Rabbi Chana, they have in the biography of Rabbi Chana that when he came back to the yeshiva, and he once visited by, more than once, on one occasion he visited by Rabbi Chaim Oizen, and he came back to the yeshiva, and he told the Talmidim that he saw that Rabbi Chaim Oizen and made Havdalah over burning hot feet, that he held that was Chamar Medina. Even though it's not made in the Meshaker, but he used to, he would say the Havdalah while it was burning hot. It's burning hot, it's not shock to drink it like that when it's so hot. So he asked him, so Rabbi Hanan told the Talmidim, he asked the Rabbi Chaim Oizen, why doesn't he wait till it cools down a little bit, till he'll be able to drink it? What's the chokhmah to make Havdalah when it's piping hot, burning hot, and then later on you can't drink it, you have to take a little sip and wait a little longer and then take a sip. So he said, no, Chamar Medina means a mashkeh that you would be mechabed somebody with. To be mechabed a guest with tea is only when it's burning hot. You don't give him the tea when it's half cooled down already. He's going to wait, the guest will already wait till it cools down in order to be able to drink it. But it has to be burning hot that it should be qualify as the chamar medin. So there was a discussion within the poskim. You say that many poskim hold like Rav Chaim Oizer. You say that Orchah Shulchan, many others. You don't need midi de mishakim. But on the assumption like the halachas ktanas of like Rav Chaim Balozhin, they say that you need midi de mishakir. Based on that gemara in the last paragraph of Avit Sochim, so what qualifies as midi de mishakir? So they used to have a machon of the toughness baneach in the yeshiva. From the Rugged Show. So they were working out Sodom, because if there's someone, Xerox, someone, I think made either microfilm, made microfilm copies of all of the Rugged Show, they said, or it's on the side of the Dafim, on the Gemara, and they sent it to America, and it was sitting in the Midwest for many, many years until Rav Mendel Kasher visited by these people in St. Louis, I think, a whole lot, some might have tell her. And he found all this Sodom, and he brought it back to New York, and he got Dr. Belkin to make a Mahon, and they started to print. They didn't print too much. No, they only printed on the Hamisha Chumash Torah and on Sanhedrin, Bob Mitzvi, I think. There's not too much. Very little came out. Maybe Makkah came out. Very little came out. So that when they put out on Sanhedrin, so I think the Ragat Shola points out on this Gemara, on the bottom of Ayin on the base, on the left line, the Gemara says that this son, the Ben Tzora Mor, only becomes the Ben Tzora Mor, only Chayv Nisa, if he eats Basar and he drinks the Ayin. He has to show that he's going to grow up to be a gangster. He's a juvenile delinquent. He's just in the first couple months, the first 3 months after Bar Mitzvah. But he has to show that he's on his way to become a real criminal. So it says in the Mishnah, only if he eats basar and he drinks yain. So the Gemara says, yeah. So the Chiddush is, even if he eats the Vela Kilos, even if he eats such a fruit that eating the fruit makes him tipsy, makes him drunk, he doesn't become a ben tzermer. The halacha says Dafka has to eat basar and has to drink yain. So the Gemara quotes, as we know, that there is ochel basar, if lo ochel basar, he does not become a ben tzermer. Even though he ate a dvela kilus, he ate a dvela, a date from that certain area, kilus, and mashke, let's say he drinks dvash v'cholov, and dvash v'cholov can make you drunk also. In eating the veil of kilev can also make you drunk. Nonetheless, that's not lacha. The tzarmar is only chayav misne that he has basa v'yayin. So the Gemara quotes, where did he get such an ayin from? That eating the veil of kilev or drinking drash v'chalav makes you tipsy, makes you drunk. It's a midah de mishaker, as we have at Braisa, that there is, this is increases daf yud gimel. The Gemara there talks about the din that a shikr is not allowed to be makriv karbonot in the Beis HaMikdash of Bayos. The Gemara says in Tainus, that a kain or the shikr is not permitted to duchen even. Some of the dinim of hakrovas hakarbon do carry over to duchen even. Most of the dinim do not carry over. Let's say a balmum. So balmum is not permitted to be marked of karbonis in the Beis HaMikdash psukim in Chumash. And Mishnah is a long, long detailed Mishnah is a whole perek in Chayrus. But that does not carry over to duchen. A balmum can duchen. It's just like zerim with the rabbon. If he has mum in the bottom of Yogam Rakam, he's not about a duchen. Because of the Xeira, the Mishnah has that people will look at his face and look at his hands at the time that he's looking, and that's not proper. And then Rabbi Yosef Kar writes in the Shulchan Aruch that his man is read that the Kohen started to cover the hands with the talus, there's no problem. So the whole Xeira of the Tanaim, and the Mishnah doesn't apply anymore. And we allow them to duchen even though they have a balmum, it's part of the mum, it's part of the other rag, there's no problem. Because you can look all you want, you won't be able to see anything, because the Kohen has his hands all covered up. So the Gemara says they're in tainus. That even though the din of Balmum does not carry over from Hakrovus Karbonus to Duchenin, but the din of Shoter Aviyah does carry over. If the Kohen is Shikr, he's not permitted to mark with Karbonus, that's the Pasuk Chumash. So that din does carry over to Duchenin. And how do they figure that out? How do you know that the Mishnah is like that? How does the Tanoim know that the din of Shikr does carry over and the din of Balmum doesn't carry over? So the Gemara makes a drasha that Duchenin, the parsha of Duchenin, Kos Rochus Bnei Tzol Amor Lahem, and Chumash, Parshas Noso, and Chumash Bamidbar, is right next to the parsha of Nazir. And the Nazir is not allowed to drink wine, so we understand by Smuchim that the Kohen who wants Duchen is also not allowed to drink wine. It's a Droshe Gemura, their Isis, an Asmachta. What is it? Sounds like an Asmachta. Usually we don't darshan Smuchim, you don't darshan Smuchim, only a Chumash Dvarim, and Mishnah Torah. It's not the Bamidbar, it's not Dvarim. That's a machlokes rishon, whether the Gemara meant it as a real drasha gemura, they quote the Raiva, that it seems to hold that it's a real din deraisa, that a kohen who drank Revi's wine is not allowed to do it. No, there's no funny on asmachta mid rabban. Whatever it is, so the shayla is here, so the Gemara has here on the left line. And Ayin on the day is going over to the top of Ayin Aleph and Manal. So the Gemara increases when they talk about a Kohen who's drunk. He's not allowed to be Makar of Korbanus. And the Gemara has a whole discussion. Maybe you're not allowed a Kohen who knows what Mishman he belongs to. So he can every week the Kohanim switched. A different group of Kohanim would be the Anshe Mishma to be Makar of Korbanus that week. So if anyone is keeping track, the Baisheni was Chorev almost 2,000 years ago. So if anybody was keeping track, we would be able to cheshmonize how many weeks have gone by since the Churban Baisheni. And there were 24 Mishmaras, Chavdal Mishmaras, and every 24 weeks, the Chayzah Halili start again. So the same Anshe Mishmar have the opportunity to be Makar Kohanim. So really, the din is, the Zman Shabbos HaMikdash HaYekayim, the Kohanim from that Mishmar were not allowed to drink any wine all that week. The next week or the week before, for 23 weeks, they can drink all the wine they want. But their week, when it's their turn to be served, to be makro kabbanis, they can't be English, the Kohanim from that Mishma, and allowed to drink. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, this man has said, this man shayin beit hamikdash kayim. Whoever knows what Mishma he belongs to, who's keeping track, who's keeping track, who knows which Mishma he belongs to, who knows what week it is since the Churban Bayis Sheni, nobody's keeping track. So one Tana says to the Kohanim, I'm not allowed to drink wine, the oil and void, period. Shem, meheri, ban hamikdash, they may build the beit hamikdash now, and it'll be your Mishmar, and they'll need you to be Makar of the Korbanos, and you'll be Shikr. You're not Shikr, Shikr. You just drank a Rebiyas, and you're not able to be Makar. So it may turn out to be your Mishmar, and then you won't be able to be Makar of the Korbanos. And the Gemara says that we don't pass like that. But the meaning is that we follow the opinion of the other town, that is Manshein Beis HaMikdash Kayam. So no one knows whom helped. We don't know who belongs to which Mishmar. We don't know whose Mishmar it is. So we allow the Kohanim to drink wine all the time. Every 24 weeks. Every Mishmar has twice a year. Some of them have three times a year. Some of them have three times. Every 48 weeks. Yeah. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. That's the last line here. What if the coin is a shikim mishar mishakrim? He drank beer, he drank schnapps, and he's drunk from that. So that's the machlokes hatanoim. To be chayiv mitzvadei shamayim shosri does it say mitzvadei shamayim? I think so. If a coin is shikir and he does avoda, so I think elush shemistam. I think that's one of the people who is Chayim Misa. Here's Elish and Misa is Pei Gimel Amid Aleph. That's the seventh increase. The following people are on 10 lines from the top. The following people are Chayim Misa with Shamayim. Shasta Yayim Shishimish. If he drank wine and he does Hakrobas Hakrobonis. Because it says in Chumash, Velo Yamuz. But what if he's a Shikr Misha Mishakrim? So that I think, Lechola Deus, he's not going to be Chayim Misa with Shamayim. The only machlokes hatanoim is he loike or not? That's why here on the top line, and I aleph and aleph, the Gemara has this machlokes hatanoim. If the kohen is drunk because he ate this vela kilos, that makes him drunk. Or he's drunk because he drank, he had shosta or dvash v'chol of nichnas lamigus, and he does avoda. So one time holds loike, and one time holds ain't loike. That's the machlokes hatanoim. Is there an isa deraisa, or is there no isa deraisa? Misa de shemayim is only reserved for the one who drank yayin. That increases the Yud Gimel, I think. But if it's a Shikr, Misham Shakrim, Machloek is Hatanoim, whether there's an Isa Deraisa or not. So we're Machmer that the Kohen who drank Shnap should not Duchen. That's not Simchas Torah, a lot of Shul. They don't have any Duchening by Musaf. They only have, some have the Duchening by Shakrim, some don't have it all. Because many Shuls have a meaning that everybody gets an Aliyah, goes and makes Kiddush. And if he made his own Kiddush, if he drank his own, even though he didn't drink any wine, but he drank Shnap, so that's the problem of Shikr, Misham Shakrim. Here, the Tzafnus Paner points out that here, the Brisa gives an example of a Shikr, Misham Mishakrim, he drank milk. So you see that milk is the Mibid Mishakrim. So that's what he said. Huh? Oh yeah? I'm not familiar. So I remember the Rav told us that Dr. Belkin was once going with him in the car, they were going to some function together. So he told him over the latest Chiddush that the Rabbanim told him from the Machon Tzafnus Paner, after working on this Dabayit. I told him over that the Rav Shavah points out in this Gemara that L'chol HaDeis you can use milk
for Havdalah. Even if you hold that you need Midah to Mishaker, even if you hold that tea is no good because not Mishaker, but milk is Mishaker, state the fairish in Gemara. So the Rav didn't like this at all. He said, what do you mean? What do you mean? What kind of Midah to Mishaker? He said, Midah to Mishaker means alcohol content. What's Takab Shat in Gemara? They thought it must mean something else. If he quenched, he said, but over here, Shikam Misham Mishakam just means that he's a little drowsy. The Gemara says that if you drink milk, it makes you drowsy, makes you, sometimes puts you to sleep. Yeah. It affects the mind that it can, it's not as clear as it was before, but it's not an intoxicating beverage. He thought that...
I heard that they use
Because she put him to sleep, right? Because she put him to sleep with the milk, right? So in a certain, the Gemara calls it shikam misham mishakrim. That's the lashon of Gemara in Kriya. That ve'lekilis and vash v'cholav is misham mishakrim. So Rav Zalman actually thought that that's Abdullah had this mishkan shaykh. He said, Abdullah, if you hold, you need Midah Mishakim. Many Pasim hold, you don't need. Rav Pasim hold, you don't need. But even if one wants to be Machmer, that you need Midah Mishakim, he thought that this doesn't qualify. He thought that it means alcoholic contact. If you say there's such a thing as milk that has alcoholic contact, it's good. So then it's Midah Mishakim. A Kozman, it doesn't have it. Kozman is in ferment, isn't it? Then the Gemara has a bit of a discussion over here. What was the Eitz HaDaas? And I got it there. So one opinion is the Eitz HaDaas. Here, the last line. Rav Meir Omer, Ayin Amid Aleph. The Tanya, we have a brayser. Rav Meir Omer, Osev Yilun Shachal Adam Arishim Emenu Gefen Hoyo. He says that it was a grapevine. Shein L'chodavish Maybe Yilol Aladam Elo Yayin. All tzoris that man goes through is because people become drunk and they do things that they shouldn't do. So that's what happened by the Eitz HaDaas. He ate the grapes and they became drunk, and that's the terrible tragedy of man, that he becomes drunk. Another Tana of Yudah disagrees, says Chita Hoya, and the third Tana says Te'ena Hoya. Each one gives a different mokum. And then there are other Midrashim that it was an Esrog. So Leshi once mentioned that they quote in the Maaseh Rav, the Mishnah Berurah quotes this from the Maaseh Rav, that the Gra had a minhag not to use grapes, not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. Some people like to purchase grapes for Rosh Hashanah, for the second day of Rosh Hashanah, for the Shech Yanu. He said that he was mocked. He said the minhag of the Gra was not to have, not to eat grapes on Rosh Hashanah. So he explained it based on this Gemara, that the Pirkei Rav Loza says that on the same day that Adam Rishon was created, on the same day he sinned and he ate from the Eitz HaDaas. So when was he created? On Rosh Hashanah. So if you follow the view of Rav Meir, the Eitz HaDaas was a geffen, it was a grapevine. So we want to stay away from grapes on Rosh Hashanah. To make Kiddush, you have no choice. You're going to make Kiddush on wine. But like grape. But to eat the grapes on Rosh Hashanah, darkness, we don't have to look for trouble. That's how Adam Rishon sinned, so we don't want to look for trouble. And then there's a fourth opinion, as we mentioned. The fourth opinion has it that the Eitz HaDaas suggestion, nobody was there. None of these Tanaim were there. So another suggestion that Tanaim had was that it was an Esrog tree. What's that? It's an Esrog tree. So that the Ramban explains, because the word Esrog is an Aramaic word, Nechmon. And it says the description of the Eitz HaDaas was Nechmon Lamare. Nechmon Lamare. The Tag Munkulis writes that Nechmon Lamare, the Mirage, the mechazik, so the verb dimerageg is the same, comes from the, not a verb, it's an adjective. So the word dimerageg in Aramaic is the same identical word as esrog. And then the Ramban Chumash quote, that's what it says in Aksubis. When you get married, it says in Aksubis, mikol shvar arag nichsim mikinyonim. So the din is idis beninis in ziburis. And mikra din, Aksubis ain't a nigris element as ziburis. That's Mishnah's like that. Because you don't have to give the woman Beinanis Aridis in order to encourage her, in order to entice her to get married. Tabla Mesa Tandu, the girl who's going to agree to get married, you have to give her some Ksuba, but you don't have to give her Edis. If she promises her Ziburis is good enough. And nonetheless, our practice is, let's say, Mikir Adin, I'm only going to take Ksuba Ziburis, but let's say, Abalkhoi, Mikir Adin is only going to take Beinanis. He doesn't have to give Edis. Let's say when he borrows money from the lawyer, borrows money from the Malveh, he writes in the shtar, and I give you authorization to collect from Yidus. So the Gemara says in Hanazokin, a shtar should cost by Yidus, government of Yidus. If the Leiber wrote, and I give you authorization, I give you the right to collect Yidus, then he does have the right to collect Yidus. So what dynamic by Ksubit? Ksubasisha, Mikaradin is only if she only has the right to collect Ziburis. But if you write in the document, then I authorize you to collect from Yidus, so she has the right to collect Yidus. So that's our minute. You write, Kol Shvar Arag Nichsim Mikinyon, and this leads us Kol Shmaya. That she has the right to collect from Arag. Arag is the Mufchor. What everybody wants, that's the choice, that's the Yidus. So that's what the Ramban writes. That's what the Ramban writes. That what prompted the Tanoim to suggest that the Itadas was an Esrog tree is because the word that describes the Itadas was Nechmad Lamare, and the Tag Munchlis writes the Miragik Mamechaze, and Miragik is the same word as Esrog. And then the Ramban has in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, he has his Chiddush. He says that the Minatayr, the mitzvah to shake a Lulav all over the world was only on the first day of Sukkot. It's only on the first day on the in the Beis Hamikdash there's a mitzvah lulav nitol kol shiva in the Beis Hamikdash, because that pasuk concludes smachtem lefnei Hashem lekeim shivas yom. The Ramban holds that that mitzvah is smachtem, and the fact that we today shake a lulav all 7 days, that's a takana of the Rabbanon. After the second Beis Hamikdash was destroyed, Rechem and Zaka was the chief rabbi. So the Gemara says we made 9 takanas. So several of the takanas had to do with the fact that the Beis Hamikdash was just destroyed. Some of them had nothing to do with the Beis Hamikdash, but several of them, quite a few, had to do with the Churban HaBayis. So one of them was that Lulav Nitol Kol Shiva, we should continue to shake Lulav all 7 days, Zechel HaMikdash. Because otherwise we're going to forget that such a thing existed, but the mitzvah to shake Lulav all 7 days in the Beis Hamikdash, because no more Beis Hamikdash. They made that we should continue to shake Lulav all 7 days. So the Ramban is of the opinion, the Tosafot does not agree. The Ramban in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel is of the opinion that Lulav Kol Shiva is a different mitzvah from Lulav Yom Rishon. Lulav Yom Rishon is a mitzvah Netilas Lulav. Lulav Kol Shiva is a mitzvah Smachtem of Neshem. Nafkemin is that he tells that you don't need Shalachem. You only need Shalachem. Lachem. Shalachem. You need Shalachem is only the first day Yom Tov, by Yosef, the first 2 days Yom Tov. Machaber writes, second day Yom Tov is Machlokes in the Ritvo. Machaber writes, well, Lacha, that you need Shalachem on the first 2 days of Yom Tov. In Chutz Lord, you need both days, you need Shalachem. But the rest of Sukkot is, so the Ramban holds, even in Mikdush, when it's Lulav, Nitov, and Mikdush, Kol Shiva is a mitzvah, and Atar, you don't need Shalachem. It's not that there's mitzvah, the Tilos Lulav applies for 7 days. No, it's a different mitzvah. There's one mitzvah, Lakachtem, and one mitzvah, Smachtem. So it's really a different mitzvah. So the Shaila is, if you don't need Shalachem, so maybe you shouldn't need Hodar either. So he said, no, Hodar in the Esro. That's the definition, that's the Esro. Other, you're going to say you can use a lemon, you can use an apple? No, the wrong min. Can you use anything other than a lulav? No. It's smacht and viz, but those mean it. So the Ramban writes in the beginning of Lulav HaGozel, the Mohammed on the rib, so he writes, you don't need shalachem kol shiva, even in the Mikdash, when they write them. But hodar you would need, because hodar is intrinsic. That's the chetzet of the esrog. That's what the word esrog means. The miragim mamachzeh, if it's not hodar, but then by definition, it's not called an Esra. That's what he distinguishes. It's a famous Gemara. The three different suggestions regarding what the Etadas was, and the Medrash has the fourth suggestion that maybe it was an Esra. In the Christian literature, they write that it was an apple. They always write that it was an apple. So Soloveitchik thought that that was simply a mistake, because they didn't understand the meaning of the word tafuach. In Biblical Hebrew, there's a confusion. Biblical Hebrew, the word tafuach means a citrus fruit. That's the thesis in the last page, towards the very end of Titus. So according to that opinion, that doesn't appear here in this Gemara, according to the opinion of the Midrashim, that the Eitz Hadas was an Esrog tree, so there are Midrashim that describe it as a tapuach. So the Christians saw the tapuach is the way we have it in modern use. Tapuach means an apple. So he thought that was just a mistake. But the apple was just a mistake from the Goyim, who didn't know the Taisus and the end of Tainus, the Tapuach and Tanah, means a citrus fruit. It has nothing to do with an apple. Then the Gemara continues with more conditions here. In order to become a Ben Sarah Murray, has to eat the flesh and the yayin with a chabura, shekula streik, and a bunch of gangsters. No one has any decency at all. All bunch of chaverim who are all no good. Frank the Marakasha, but the Mishnah said is that there are two cases where there's no dinah mensa remora. Either he eats the Vasa the Yayin in a Chabura Shal Bitzvah, that said they have the Sugas for Shchoidesh, the Mishnah gives an example, or he's eating Maisa Shen of Yerushalayim, or if he eats the Vasa the Yayin, which is not kosher, either Brumakam Mitzvah, Brumakam Avera, either one or the other. The Mishnah gives an example, he eats the Vedas of Trefish Kotzim Ramasim, or Tevel, or eats Maisa Shen of Hekdu Shalayim Yiftu, or Maisa Rishin Shalayim Nitlu Tremasa, all the different examples, Tevel. Different examples of Averis, and the Gemara says it doesn't make a difference whether it's an Aver deraisa or an Aver derabanan. The Gemara says on Amud Beis. What if it's, let's say, here, the last five lines on Ayin Amud Beis, so the Gemara says the Dvar Mitzvah is the Mishnah says, if he ate the bus of the Ayin as a Sudas Mitzvah or as an Averis, so he doesn't become a Bensarimar. So the Dvar Mitzvah, an example that's given is, he used to have a Sudas Havroah. They used to give the Sudas Avra. So let's say in the middle of the Sudas Avra, he eats Basav Yayin. He has Basav Yayin. So then he stole. He stole money from the parents in order to purchase the Sudas Avra. So then he would not become a Ben Saramar. The Mar says, Kosof, if he does it, the Makam Mitzvah, but it's a Mitzvah Derech, a Mitzvah Derabbanan, this will not lead him to become a gangster. It won't be Manshechim. He's the Yovel, so it's not. Yeah, he's the Yovel. Yeah. But the Sudas Avra has to be Mishal Acher, someone else. I don't know. The Gemara doesn't explain. How can it be? He has to steal from the parents. The both parents have to be alive. If he's the parent, who's Michael, so there's no din of Ben Sarabar. So the both parents have to be alive. He has to steal from the parents. And then by, if he steals food from the parents, if the Gemara says on the next daf, he does not have a din of Ben Sarabar. He has to steal. Pay the regular price. He also does not become a Ben Sarmar. Only if he steals money and he finds it at the bargain rate. He'll purchase dissolve. That's on Ayinam and Aleph, five lines after the Mishnah. He has to steal money from his parents and purchase it from a storekeeper who sells them at a bargain rate. And then, is that going to be over here? What? He stole money? And then he buys a Sudas Havra for others, and then he's eating with them. So why is it his mitzvah? It's very unclear. But they made a seal for the Shloshim. Okay. It's a different thing. That's not called Tanchumi Avelim. Tanchumi Avelim he has to give to the Yovel to eat. The Menachem and Maridi. It's a very unclear in the Gemara. I'm not sure what it means. I'm not sure. So the Gemara gives us an example of a mitzvah derabbanan. Now there the Rabbanan is going to give an example of a mitzvah derabbanan. He eats at the Sudas Tanchumi Avelim. I don't know what it means. And the Aver the Rabbana, he eats on the Tainus Tzibur. That the Rabbana would go on.
Why didn't he just brought it to them? And
then once he went to buy it to them, he was also a Mishnah. In other words, look at Kilo,
he went to a mitzvah to bring to them.
And
then once he went to...
So his eating is really not a mitzvah. Their eating was a mitzvah.
The mitzvah was he went to bring
the Tzibur. So it's also Pazah. Okay. Could also be. That's what the Mishnah means to say. Whenever he was involved a little bit in doing a Dvar Mitzvah, even though the act itself that he's eating is not, he eats Maisa Shem Yerushalayim, is Nishke Mitzvah. What do you mean? He eats Maisa Shem Yerushalayim? What does it mean? So Rashi says, not that he stole from the parents the Maisa Shem. No, he has to steal money and buy the bus of the Yayin. So Maisa Shem has to grow from the ground. How can he have bus of the Yayin, Maisa Shem? The answer is no. He stole money of Maisa Shem from the parents. He stole from the father, Kesh. He takes the money to the store and he buys Bas of Yayin. So since the Kedushas Maisa Sheni goes over from the money onto the the Kedushas Nitzvahs goes onto the Basar, into the Yayin, so that's called the Mitzvah. That's called the Sudas Mitzvah. Here you want to say the Chiddush is, he stole money from the parents in order to give the Sudas Havrot to some Avela, and then they had left over, whatever, so then he eats with them, even though that per se is not a Mitzvah, he's eating, but still, it's part of a mitzvah, so he doesn't become a Ben Sarimar. There are two different reasons. When he does a Dvar Mitzvah, so we assume this will not lead him to become a mobster later on in life. That's not Mamshich. When he eats Bavera, that's... So, but when he not only steals from the parents, but he buys non-kosher, so Adarabit, and then he's on his way, he's further on his way to do Avera. So that thing Mar says, no, that's a possible. That the parents bring the kid to the Sanhedrin, to the Bezin, and they say, and then Shamea Bikoleinu, he's disobedient, he doesn't listen to the parents of the Gemara, the only time it becomes a mentor is if he doesn't listen to the parents. But if he's violating mitzvahs also, violating averus also, then the xeris hakas of the mentor doesn't apply. So the Gemara said that both by a mitzvah de rabbanon as well as an aver de rabbanon, you have the same din. As a mitzvah de rais and aver de rais. You don't have the din of the mentor. So the Gemara gives the Mishnah gave an example of a sudas mitzvah, sudas rishchodesh. What's the sudas rishchodesh? The Gemara explains that they used to have a practice in order to be, Rashi says, in order just to be, there's no mitzvah to have sudas rishchodesh, in order to be mefarsim, when rishchodesh was, if rishchodesh would be, if the chodesh would be molay, a month can either be 29 days or 30 days. We have a minute, if the month is 30 days, we have 2 days rishchodesh, the 30th day, the last day of the previous month is Rosh Chodesh, and then the next day is Rosh Chodesh. That's the question, that the 30th day of the month that just ended is Rosh Chodesh. What is that? Is that Din Deraisa, Din Derabon, Machlek, is a Rishon? Pashtus is that it's only the Rabon. There are some opinions in Rishon that it was Din Deraisa, 2 days Rosh Chodesh. So here the Gemara says that whenever you have a month of 30 days, and Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day, so then they used to have a Sudas Rosh Chodesh. We used to have a special room that everybody in the community knew that they only eat the Sudas Rosh Chodesh when Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 31st day. When it's a 29 day month and Rosh Chodesh is going to be on the 30th day, only one day Rosh Chodesh, then they wouldn't have the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. They only had Sudas Rosh Chodesh the night following the 30th day. That's called, or, how's it called? Leil Iburoi. The Gemara calls it Leil Iburoi. Because the 30th day is that day that determines whether the previous month will be a pregnant month or won't be pregnant. It's going to have 30 days, it's going to be 29 days. So that's called the Yom HaIbur, the 30th day. So the Or Iburah, the Gemara has lost it. Or means night. So the Or Ibur means Leil Ibur, the night following the Yom HaIbur. The Yom HaIbur is the 30th day. So the Brisa says, the minig is to be, they just had the garnishment garnish. They had passed dog on with kidneys. That's all. They would just wash and have a couple of bebelach and bench and sing nevis or shchaydish, whatever, and then call it quits. That would be the whole thing. But where does it come, Arayin? Where does it come, Bosavayayin? Of course, he came to come as a Ben Saramara if he participates in the Sulis or shchaydimara. So there's no, even though that's not served on the kuas, and this gangster, this kid stole money from the parents. And he comes there with his, and he took the money to the store. And he handled with the storekeeper. This kid is only 13 in a month, in 2 months. He knows how to handle to get it dissolved. And he got the steaks, and he comes with his steaks that are half cooked and half not cooked. And he comes with this wine, this Italian wine, and everybody else is just eating the past dog and then the kidneys. But still, the Gemara says, since it's in the mizgeret, since it's in the framework of a Sudas Mitzvah, even though no one else is eating this boss of a yayin, still, that's the halacha that the Einan Asav and Sarma, because it's not going to be mamshed. And then the Gemara said before, he only has a din of Ben Sarma Omer of a bow in the middle of Ayinu and Beis. He only has a din, the line begins with the tiny letter Aleph. Ein Echad HaShiochot B'Chavur Shikul HaStregen has to eat it. If he eats it, if there's one normal person with the group that he's eating, so he doesn't become a Ben Sarma. Only if they're all Lady Kekev, Sreik and empty. They're all Lady Kekev or Lady Gators, then no one is normal there. They're all gangsters, they're all juvenile delinquents. If there's one normal person, isn't it? And nonetheless, the Gemara says, if all of these Lady Kechever, they're all doing the Dvar Mitzvah, so it's also not Mamshah. It's also not, he doesn't have a Din HaMen Tzarmar, because we cannot predict from this that he's going to lead to become a bigger gangster, because Sof, he did participate in it. The Gemara says, not eating chicken, you don't have, yeah. Not eating chicken, Omar Rove, by the Tanya letter, hey. On eating chicken, you don't have a din of ben sarmar. Only basa. Basa means flesh. That's going to be mamshel. Chicken is not mamshel. Craig Markasha, but the Mishnah says if he eats dreifes, so he doesn't have a din of ben sarmar. Because it says in the pasuk in Enesh Ameh, b'kaleinu, b'lo b'kol v'shamokam. He's disobedient to the parents. But it doesn't say he's in violation of the mitzvah satar. But if he's eating the veilus v'yek shkots mermasim, pebble, and so on, ma'isi shem hegdi shalai nibdu, that's Enosh Ameh, because the Shemakim said that he doesn't have the Din of Ben Sarmar. So, Marfei Kakasha, what is the word Shkotim or Masim? Shkotim or Masim means Oifis Tmeim or Shratim. So, So that's not the Sabeima. So you see, if he would eat Oifis Tahirim, there would be a Din of Ben Saramar. So how do you tell me that the Din of Ben Saramar doesn't apply for Ochel Besaroi? That's the Gemara's Kasha, about 8 lines from the bottom. I go on and on, and Ochel Besaroi's Kotzim, and Motzim, and Nasim, and Saramar, Hot Tahirim, Nasim, and Saramar. What do you mean Tahirim? Tahirim means Shkot, and Motzim. Shkotzim means non-kosher birds. So if you eat oif tahar, it's not shkotzim, then he wouldn't become a ben sarmar. So you see, we perish in the Mishnah that on oifus on eating chicken, there is a dinner, a muslim. There are kosher bugs and there are non-kosher bugs. Some of them are kosher, some are non-kosher. So you see, if in the Mishnah he does become a ben sarmar for eating bostor of animals, which is not besar behemah, it's not steaks. It's even weaker than chicken. Further removed than chicken. So the Gemara says, "Kitana nami masnitz in lahashlim." So Rashi explains a big chiddush. The Mishnah says, in order to become a ben sara mora, it's not just that he eats akazayis of flesh. Akazayis of flesh is not going to train him to become a gangster later in life. He's not going to whet his appetite for the fancier things in life just by eating a little kazayis of flesh. He has to eat a big piece of flesh. Mishiyachal, how does it say? A tartimar bos, and he has to drink a chatzi lug yai. So the Gemara says, tartimar bos, doesn't have to be all flesh. Let's say he has 80% of the tartimar bos, is steaks. And then to be mashlim, the last 20% of the tartimar, for that he can have chicken. For that he can have the kosher grasshoppers. If you have some kosher grasshoppers, you can be mashlim the shir tartimar with other things also. But if it's great, if he was mashlim, 80% of what he ate was taka steaks, delicious kosher steaks. And the 20% that he was mashlim to make up the tartimar was shkotzim or muslim. So that's exeris hakosim. Then shemeh b'kalelo, lo b'kalelo shemokim. If he's in violation of an aver, he's eating treifas, so there's no dina ben saramar. But for the purpose of hashlomen, that would be good. Saroif and from kosher grasshoppers, that would be mashlim. That's how the Gemara says. Based on
how do you measure the shlumah?
Probably, I imagine either 51% of the tartima is steak, and the rest you can be mashlim with other things, even though they're not really steak. Kosik is eyes, yeah. The stomach means anything more than 50%. Why should it be only a kazai? I don't know. So it means anything more than 50%, you can be mashlim from the other things. Then the Mishnah continues, Ayin Aleph Amid Aleph, that the din only applies, he steals cash from the father, and then he doesn't buy the food and eat it under his father's nose in his own mother's kitchen, at his own home. No, that's not going to be mamshechin. He's going to be hiding all the time from the parents, that they shouldn't catch him. So he has to steal the money from the father, and then he has to eat bishus acher. If he steals from Acher and he eats Bishus Aviv, he's not chai. Only if he steals from the father, he eats Bishus Aviv. The father is also not chai. It has to be dafka like this. Steal the money from the father. Purchase. He has to bargain down the price by the storekeeper. He has to get it dissolved. The yayin and the bus, it gets it dissolved. And then he eats it Bishus Acher. And then there's a machloikas satanayim. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yudhif, he has to steal from the father and from the mother. So the Gemara asked Akasha, how can you steal from the mother? Frag the Gemara, Mashikansa Ishakana Baila. What's exactly the Kasha? This is a din mid the Rabbanan. On the level of the Raisa, there is no such din. There is a din there. Taisa points out in the very Frag in Kedushin. There are two din. One din is the Raisa, one din is the Rabbanan. Call Mashikana Ebed, Kana Rabba, by an Ebed Knaini. Call Mashikana Ebed, Kana Rabba. That's a din the Raisa. Mashikansa Ishakana Baila, that's only a din the Rabbanan. That's not a din the Raisa. And there's a big difference between, there are a few differences between the two, Tarsus points out. Tarsus Dan Kedushin points out one obvious difference. Let's say the Adon wants to give ownership to the Eved Knaini. So he gives him $100 and he says, here, this is yours. And even though there's a din called Masha Kana Eved Kana Rabba, I'm a Reichel, I'm a Vater, I want you to be kind of the $100 bill. So the Gemara, Tarsus says, for the Gemara's Mashma, it just doesn't work. It's like taking money from my right hand, putting it into my left, and I say, I want my left hand to be kind of the money. My left hand, my right hand, it's all me. So the Eved Knaini belongs to me, Kishori Vahamori. And any moment, any fruit that he has, belongs to the Adon. There's no way he's not treated as a separate violent. He cannot have his own chasm, even though the Adon wants to give it to him. So, but Gornish Telfin, as opposed to the wife, Taisit says, first of all, the whole din, Kol Mash Kansi, is only a din with the Rabba. And secondly, here they quote, Anayin Aleph and Manalev. Taisit quotes from Bab Basra, Cheskus Abad, and Daf Nun Aleph. So the Gemara says, if the Baal gives a matana to his own wife, Baal Shinas Matana Lish the Kansa, then a Baal Lechot Teres, because the whole din is only with the Rabban. He can say, La Nichol Lechot Kansa the Rabban. Rabban meant it with Tevasi. They gave me a tchus moment, that any moment that comes to your hands, I acquire ownership of it. So the husband says, I'm about to run this tchus. I want to give you a matana. So if the Baal gives a matana to his wife, that solves the whole problem. So then that's what Taisa says, what's the whole Gemara's question over here? The Gemara is asking a kasha on the chumash. On the chumash, there's no kasha. How is it possible for Rabbi Yosef or Rabbi Yehuda to insist that the kid should become a metzora mor by stealing from the mother and from the father? The Gemara kasha. How can the mother have any property? On the level of the Raisa, that din doesn't exist. That's only a din of the Rabban. The Gemara's kasha was on the level of the Rabbanim. How can the Mishnah record the din? But already, this man a Mishnah. There already was a din with the Rabbana Kamash Kansi Ishikanbak. So truth of the man is also not a kasha, Taisa said. The husband gave his wife $100 bill. And he said, this is yours, you can do whatever you want with the money. Do whatever you want. Go shopping, keep it, whatever you want, doesn't belong to me. So there's no problem. Or the Gemara could have answered simply, the husband and the wife are divorced. What is it saying the Chumash, they have to be married to each other? It says the parents bring the kid to bed and they say, the father has visitation rights. What the father has them on Shabbos and Yom Tov, the mother has them on the weekdays. He doesn't listen to the father, doesn't listen to the mother. He steals money. And we understand why he's a troubled child. The parents are divorced and they keep on taking him, shuttling him back and forth. And the father, he doesn't listen to the father, he doesn't listen to the mother. He steals money from the mother. The mother is no more Majikon Tishikon about. One could have given such a case also. The Achrayim talk about the kasha. The Gemara talks about it. What was the Gemara's kasha? There's hope that they have to be married. But the Gemara asked the kasha. The Gemara, Imam in Allah, how does she have any money? Mashikon Tishikon by law. So the Gemara says, and you can't say that there was a Suda HaMuchenes Le'ovi Belima, that there was food that was prepared for both, and somebody was makna this b'matona to the father and to the mother. Because the Gemara said before, he has to steal money from the father and handle, he has to negotiate with the storekeeper, with the chenveni, to get it dissolved. If the kid doesn't know how to handle yet, then he's not going to become a betzora mor. Has to succeed in buying it dissolved. So if he steals the flesh, he steals the steaks from the parents, he steals the wine from the parents, he doesn't become a betzora mor, he has to steal money. And then buy dissolved. Then he has to handle with the storekeeper. So then the Gemara says, if somebody gave her a matana, and for the Gemara, da'akni lo'ach, ramal ha'manash en le'baruch v'shus v'ayin. If somebody gave a matana to the wife, the Taisa says, what do you have to give someone else gave a matana? That's a machlokes in the end of Nedarim. Taisa quotes from Kiddushin, Dafkam Gimel. In the very end of Masech Nedarim, that's a machlokes in the Gemara. If somebody gives a matana to a married woman, or somebody gives a matana to a Nebuchadnezzar, similar, not identical, one good Taisa says in Kiddushin, and Dafkam Gimel, one can distinguish. You can say that by Nebuchadnezzar, since it's a din d'oraisa, so there's more reason to say that the Nebuchadnezzar is not common. But the Gemara puts the two together. So the Gemara has a machlokes is what's the din? If a third party gives a matana to the Nebuchadnezzar, on the condition of Manal Shein Lebailach Rishuspo. If somebody, a third party, gives a matana to the married woman, he gives $100 on Manal Shein Lebailach Rishuspo. Does that help or not? So Tosis writes on the top line that that's a machlokes. Rav Sheshes and Rav Aloha. Machlokes Amarag, whether it helps. Our Gemara assumes that it does help. The Gemara says, Yiboy Sebi Yakne Lacher. A third party gave a matana to the married woman of Amalon. He says the conditions, Amanosh and Lebalat Rishus. But the Gemara assumes that that helps. That's really a machloekes Samarek, whether that helps or not. Shailon Yeruday and Hilchot Nador. How are we passing on that? On that issue.
Why does it work? Just 5 minutes
of work. What does it work? Tonight. Masna Mashikot Batar Bedobish of Imamen. Masna Mashikot Batar Bedobish of Imamen works. Masna Mashikot Batar means he changed the laws of the Torah. Mamish, he changed the law of the Torah. Let's say a person says, I already knows the year, on the condition that I'll be allowed to drink wine. So he should really be able to create such a nidiris that he's allowed to drink wine. Or let's say a man marries a woman and she's afraid, he's going to the army, and they're selling, they get killed. and she'll need chalitza from the brother. She'll become an almana at a young age. She'll need chalitza. She won't have any children. So she wants to get married on the condition she shouldn't have to have chalitza. So theoretically, she should be able to do that. Harei mekudesh sleep. Normally, there is a din of chalitza. But if you make a tanai, it's a tanai, you have the ability to change the laws of the Torah with a tanai. Except that's Allah. Hamas mashkaz b'Torah. Tanai batal ma'at b'tan. But if it would have been a davar shel mamon, then it would be able to be done. So let's say somebody gives the matana to the Eved Kanani, Amanas, so the din is called Mashikana and the Kana Rabba. But then he says, this matana should belong to you on the condition that the din HaTorah shouldn't take effect, that the Yodim should not acquire ownership, it should belong to you. So that should be Mata Mashikas of a Tabu Dovish in the moment. I should say Tanoi Kai. Theoretically, you should say Tanoi Kai. So why is there an opinion in Gemara that it's no good? That's the question. How come there's an opinion in Gemara that it's no good? It should be the holiday that it should be, that it is good. That's how we pass it. Yeah, Machlok Zameh Rav Yudah. Machlok Zatanaim Rameh Rav Yudah. Yeah, the original Machlok Zameh Rav Yudah is the case a man gets married, and he says, Harem Kodeshusli, on the condition that I shouldn't become Mukhayyif to give you Sheikh Sisviyah. Normally, the Torah says when a couple is married, the husband is Mukhayyif to support the wife, Mukhayyif to give her food and clothing and a place to live. So he says, Harem Kodeshus, on the condition the Shibudim of Sheikh Sisviyah are not Khalid, Kiddushin, it's Khalid Nisuit. That's a little bit inaccurate. The Gemara says, Harem Kodeshusli, he just gives a ring, Kodeshus. No one who has Kiddushin is Chayv and Sheikh Sisviyah, and not only him, no one is Mukhayyif. But it means, Harem HaKodesh is on the condition that if and when I'll do it and he's doing, I should still not be Mukhayyif and Sheikh Sisviyah. He can't make the Tanai later than he's doing. The Gemara says in Yivamit, there's no Tanai than he's doing. Because Nisuin is a milsa, the lives of the Shlichas, the lives of the Tanai. Nisuin, you don't need the Das to accomplish Nisuin. So the Gemara is Mashma in Ksubis, and that find base, that finds out that you can't make a Tanai than he's doing. But what you can do is you can make a Tanai and Eristin that'll continue to remain through Nisuin. Usually we assume that if a man does Kiddushin ala Tanai, and then he does Nisuin, he's going to live with the wife. So usually we say, Eran Masa Bilosa Bilos Nus. What, he wants to live with the woman, even if she's not going to be married to him? A normal person doesn't want that. A normal person is not a parish, doesn't want that. So we assume that he's Moichav on the Tanai. If Kiddush al Tanai, the Kiddush al Tanai, the Kinsastam, and he does Nisuin, and he doesn't say, I'm doing the Nisuin still on the old condition, I still want the old condition. So then, if he doesn't say that, Kinsastam, he just does Nisuin, he doesn't say one way or the other, so we assume, Eilan Amal to be lost, to be lost, Nus, and he meant to be Mevater on the Tanai, wants the Kiddushin to be Chal, even if there won't be a Kima Tanai. Yeah, but let's say, he does say explicitly, I want the old Tanai. He made the Kiddushin all the time. He said he wants the Tanai to be Kayim. So then, Anachanami. So the Tanai will still be Kayim. If it'll turn out, there'll be Bidla Tanai, there'll be Bidla Kiddushin, they won't be married. But you can't make the Tanai during the Suin. The Tanai has to be made on the Erisin. You can make Erisin all the Tanai. And then Kiddushin, and then when you make the Suin, you just reiterate, and I'm not Mevatim all the Tanai. Normal people are Mevatim all the Tanai, because they don't know how to be Los Abilos Nus. He says, I don't want to be Machal all the Tanai. But if you make Kiddushin Stam, then you want to make Nisuin ala Tanai. So you can't, the Gemara is Mashma, you can't make Nisuin ala Tanai. Because Nisuin, Melchel, the Leis of the Shlichas, is Leis of the Tanai. So the question is, let's say, so a man says, Harei HaMekudesh Etli, on the condition that if and when we will complete the Nisuin, I should not be Mukhayyif to give you Sheikh Susuyan. But that's the original Machleik Zameir of Yudah. The Masa Mashkaka Vatavad Abishim Imam, and Tanoi Kaim, and Tanoi Bok. So we pass them like Rav Yudah. That Tanoi Kaim, that it is good. So how come here there's a Machloikas? Everybody should agree. That's the Rashbaz Kashin in Kiddushin Daf Chav Gimel. Everybody should agree over here that if somebody gives $100 bill to the Eved Kanani, or someone gives a matana to the woman's only a din the Rabbana. The Eved Kanani is an issue deraisa. But if a third party gives money to the Eved Kanani or to the married Isha, and he stipulates, Amunah She'en Lebailach Rishus, Amunah She'en Lech La'odin Rishus, so why not say B'davashim Imamim Tanoi Kaim? No, but that's a machlekes amaroyim. No, we know we pass him. Rami Rav Yudah, Alach Rav Yudah. No, we know we pass like Rav Yudah. We know we pass like Rav Yudah, and it's still a machlekes amaroyim. So that's what the Rashba asks in Kiddushin. So the Rashba has an original interpretation of the Gemara. He has a fancy interpretation of the Gemara. He says, when you make a Tanai, when I make a Tanai, you have to have the agreement of the Bailim on the Tanai. When I give the Matana, let's say if I sell an automobile to you, I have three automobiles. So I sell you an automobile, but I don't know, the automobile that I'm driving, the two other ones that I have, they're ready to conk out. So I say, I'll sell you this third automobile on the condition that the other two don't conk out within a month. If they fall apart within a month, then I don't want the sale to be valid. So you can make such a tonight. That's legitimate. So the Rashba writes that Tanai has to be agreed upon, just like the Kinyan has to be agreed upon by the Mesher and by the Lokev. So the Tanai and the Kinyan has to be agreed upon by the Mesher and by the Lokev. Let's say I give a get to an Isha. So I give the get on the condition that it snows tomorrow. If it doesn't snow tomorrow, the get is not valid. You don't need, the woman doesn't have to agree to the get. The get can theoretically be given by Korcha Shalisha, but she doesn't have to agree to the Tanai either. She's not a Balbos on the Kinyan of the Shtar. You don't need a Das on the get. You don't need a Haskoma on the Tanai either. But let's say for Kiddushin, we need Das HaBaal and Datu Isha, so you need Das HaBaal and Datu Isha on both the marriage and on the Tanai also. Let's say the boy says, Areh Mukudesh Asli, on the condition that it snows next week. And she says, no, I want to marry you, but I don't like that condition. He says, no, I only marry you on this condition. She keeps on insisting, no, I want to marry him without a condition. He says, no, I'm only marrying with a condition, and I don't like this. And he gave her the ring. So who wins? What's the difference? So the Rashba, the Gemara never talks about it. So the Rashba said that it's only a good Tanai if all of the people whose das is needed agree to the Tanai. If the Isha says, I agree to the Kiddushin, but I don't agree to the Tanai, the Baal wants Kiddushin with the Tanai, and the Isha is only masking to the Kiddushin, he's not masking to the Tanai. So the Rashba writes a Kiddush that Tanai is not valid. He says that Tanai is not valid, so it's Tanai Batla Maisekai, so the Kiddushin is Chal, even if it won't snow next week. Even if it doesn't snow next week. It's a Chiddush. It's a very big Chiddush. The person says, no, but he keeps on insisting, but I only agree to marry you on the condition. And the Kala says, no, I agree to marry you, but I don't want the condition. So I would have thought there is no Das HaBaal. The Baal only agrees if it snows. If it doesn't snow, not. Well, for whatever reason. So the Rashba says no. The Rashba Kedushin says on Daf Chav Gimel that a Tanai only has the status of a Tanai if all the parties involved whose Das is needed are masking to the Tanai. If you don't have Das, all of the violence to be masking to the Tanai, then the Tanai is not valid. So she agrees. If she doesn't agree, so there's not going to be a Machlokes HaTanai. So it's going to be Tanai Bottom or Maisekam, so the marriage will be Chal even though he doesn't want to obligate himself. But if she says, no, I want a normal marriage, and he keeps on insisting, no, I want to marry you, but I only want to have the benefits, and I don't want to have the obligation. And she says, no, so then there's nothing to discuss. There won't be a machlokes with the Satanai. That's what the Rashba claims. Oh, so now the Rashba says, by Yevik Naini, the third party who gives the matona to the Yevik Naini, oh, so the question is, who's the other Bible? No, it's not his guilt. It's the third party gives the $100 to the Yevik Naini. So the Noisen HaMatonah is giving the $100. He says the gift is given ala Tanai. The Yevik Naini is masking to the Tanai also. But the other didn't agree to the Tanai. The other didn't agree to the Tanai. So the Rashba writes like this. The Shaila is, when you give a Matonah to the Yevik Naini, so the Yevik Naini is kone for a moment, so to speak, and then after he acquires ownership, then it transfers over to the Yodam. And say, no, go directly from the third party to the Noisan, from the Noisan Amatana, go directly to the Yodam. A Hakira in the Rashba. So he says, this is the Nafkamin over here. This is the Machlokes HaMaroim. If it goes directly from the third party to the Yodam, then the Yodam is the other Bible. So you have to have his Haskama to the Tanai. He doesn't agree to the Tanai. He doesn't know what's going on Bechlal. The Yodan is at home. He doesn't know that this third party is giving a gift to his Yevik Naini. So the Yodan is probably not going to agree to the Tanai. If the Yodan would be there to agree to the Tanai, the Rashba says everybody would agree that it would be good. If I give a Matana to the Yevik Naini in the presence of the Yodan, I'm not saying the Rabba Chushus, but the Yodan says, Maskin, I'm happy, I'm satisfied. So then the Rashba says everybody would agree that it would belong to the Yevik Naini. He says, the whole Machlokes only is, the Odom is not around, so he never agreed to this, and we should probably assume he ain't gonna agree, he doesn't want to agree. Why should he give away $100? He wants to get it. So the Rashba says, that's the Machlokes in the Gemara. You say that the two Bali Dvarim are the Noisen Hamaton and the Yodon. So the Yodon is not around to be masking, so the Tanai is not meaningful. But you say, no, the gift is given to the Eved, and first the Eved acquires ownership, and then it goes over to the Yodon. So since initially the gift goes to the Eved, so the Eved is the other Tzad, the Eved is the other Baldover. So the other, so the both Bali Dvarim agree to the Tanai, so it's a valid Tanai. So Rajman, in condition, not called Yimel, like a Rosh Hashiva. That's the machlokes that you want. That's a pellet. The Eved doesn't have a yad, so you have to. The Eved doesn't have an independent yad. How can you say that it's kind of for a moment and then it goes to the. Nobody says the Eved doesn't have an independent yad. How can you even say he's kind of for a moment and then it goes over to the yad? How can it go? A pellet? I don't know, I'm not sure. That one? Shalom, then he means Komash Otto, I have a Maisa Kinyan. Maybe whatever the Eved makes a Maisa Kinyan on goes directly from the third party to the Yodam, but how can you say the Eved acquires it even for a moment? How can it be? That it acquires. But there is no his. He's it, and there's nobody there. Okay, that's the Shaila. How do you understand? Anyway, that's the famous Rashi book, Kiddush Nachav Gimel. He gives a hanoche that the Tanai is only has the status of a Tanai if the both all the parties involved are masking to the Tanai. And this is the Shaila. Who is the other party? Who's the Tzadcha connected? Is it the Eved or is it the other? Anyway, that's the machlokes satanai. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudah says in the Mishnah, the Afayin Alvanalot, that he only has the din of the Ben Sarimurit, he steals from the father and from the mother. The Gemara asks, that's good with Mahan HaTanach, but after the Chachamim made a din of the Rabbanah, Mashkas HaYishkan HaBayla, how can you still have a din of Ben Sarimurit as Mahan HaZeh? We're going to say later that Tanoim says there never was and there never will be a Ben Sarimurit. So what? The whole Kasha, after they made a din of the Rabbanah, how can you have it? They never had a Ben Sarimurit in the history of the world anyway. Alright. But the Gemara is asking, how can the Mishnah record such a thing as if Kiilu, such a thing as possible, after the other Mishnahis and Ksubis record the din of Kamashkan, Pishkan, and Baila, so the whole story is impossible because of this issue. How can it be going to Mishalimo? That could be. How can the Chacham make a din the Rabbanon that will do away with the din the Raisin? So the Gemara says, no, even after the Dinder Rabban, it's still possible. That could be. Then the Mishnah continues. The next Mishnah says the only time you have a din of a Ben Sarimurit is if the both parents bring him to the Bezdin. They say, Bnei Mizveh Sarer Merav. They both want to press charges against him. If the father wants to kill him and the mother loves him, she says, no, it's my son. She doesn't want it. The mother wants to kill him. The father doesn't have a din of Ben Sarimurit. Achiyush Neimrot. Yes, the Gemara has later. They can be Moichel also. It's a Moichel. That's based on the din. Because it says in the Chumash, they bring him, the Tavskabot, the Vimo, they bring him to the Bezin, and they press charges. If they don't press charges, it's Nish. Not Mechayiv too. That's why it's highly unlikely that it's never going to happen. Rav Yudah comes up with a Chiddush in the Mishnah, Lo Hoyte Ima Ruyo Liyavit, in an Asa Ben Sarer Umore. The din only applies if the mother is Ruyo for the father. Craig the Gemara, my ain't a Ruhuya, right after the second Mishnah, and I know of them and all. What do you mean if the mother is not Ruhuya to the father? Does it mean that it's not Shaykh to have Tvisis Kiddushin? Because the father and the mother are brother and sister, Chavi Kritus. Or the father and the mother, let's say, are a father and a daughter. So it's not only Chavi Kritus, Chavi Mitzvah Bezdin. And this kid is obviously a mamzer. Yeah. So the Gemara says, so what? So the parent, I'm not married. You see, the parents don't have to be married. That's what the Yosef Mefta. You see, the parents don't have to be married. Because the Gemara says, soft, what does it bother you? Abu, Abu, and Inu, the Ime, Ime, Inu. The father is the father, and the mother is the mother. The kid is the mamzer also. On top, the kid is the mamzer also. The Gemara says, so what? The Gemara says, no, but Rabbi Yudah meant to say is a different thing. If the mother and the father are not a perfect match, really, Yaviv does mean halachically ruhuya, that she's permitted to be married with the father. No, she doesn't have to be permitted. It can be a brother and a sister living together with an Issa Kares. And there's no Tvisis Kedushin at all, and there's still a din of Ben Sarah Mari. Mari says, no, it means that they have to be the same height, and they have to have the same facial features, have to have the same voice, everything should be exactly the same. And that's why the Gemara says, Ben Sarah Mari, Lahoy Belarasaliyot, how can it be that the father and the mother have the same height?
They could be twins,
a brother and a sister. So the Bach on the side of Nice Aleph says that if a man has a woman's voice, a woman has a man's voice, then they're not Roy Lahoylet. The man has a woman's voice, it's a simit that he's a tsarist, and that's not 100% simit. If the woman has a man's voice, it's a simit, also not 100% that she's an island. That's what the Bach interprets over here. Okay, that's the problem, exactly what does it mean. So this Gemara, the Or Sameach points out another thing, points out, number one, you see from this Gemara that the parents don't have to be married. It says that the brother and a sister, they have a child as a mom, so the parents couldn't have three sins kedushin. There's still a din of Mensar Amar. Then he points out that the famous machlokes is the Rambam in the Tur, the Rambam writes that the din of Kibud Av V'Em applies even if the father is a Rasha. Even if the father is not a Shem HaMitzvos at all. And the Tur disagrees, based on the Gemara in the first half in Ezer Neshech, that the Gemara says that if the father was a loan shark and he made a lot of money by taking ribbis, after the father dies, so the children, out of respect for the father, out of Kibud Av, they should really give back the ribbis, in order that people shouldn't say later on, the father made all of his money out of ribbis, so he should give back all the ribbis. That's what it says in the Gemara. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? The father took ribbis, the father was a Russia, so what can we keep it out of the end? There's no Russia. The father wasn't, the father was Avera. So there is no need to keep it out. So the tourist says, don't you see from that Gemara? Yes, the Rama. And whenever the father is saying, the Maisa Amcha, so there's no need to keep it out of the end. The widow of the Rambam gave his idea that there is a din of Kibud Av V'Yayin even at the Avivim or Rishon. So the Sameach says, you see it from this Gemara. What's the whole din of Ben Sarah Gemara? It's the Pangeria in the Kibud Av. The Rambam has one section in the Arach HaZaka that's called Hilchas Mamrim. That you have to have respect for the Ben Magorol, you have to have Kibud Av V'Yayin, you have to have respect for authority. Civil authority. Respect for the Ban Shalom Hashdeka. They're talking about human beings. You have to have respect for human beings. So that's Hilchas Mam. So he writes there all the dinim of Kibud Av V'Yayin, and he writes there all the dinim of Ben Sarah Mar. So if the din would be that there's no mitzvah Kibud Av V'Yayin, if the parents are Enois and Maisa Amcha, so what does the Gemara say? What's the problem? The father and the mother are a brother and a sister, and they're living B'Yisr, and they continue to live B'Yisr until the Balei Aveira. Chayv Kare, a father and a daughter. And they have a child who's a grandson, who's a mamzer. So what do you mean? The father and the mother, the father's the father and mother, the mother's a din of Ben Sarah Mar. How can it be? But there's no chiyuv. The mamzer, grandson of the son, doesn't have a din of kibud av to his parents, right? No, he's a ma'is amcha. So what does the Gemara say? Such a double posh that there is a din of Ben Sarah Mar.
30 years ago, they could have done tshuva.
Unless he said that he did tshuva. Okay. 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 But the Gemara didn't say that. So he said. So he says that from the superficial reading of the Gemara, get the impression, what's the problem? They're parents. The parents are parents, even though everything was Baveri, even though it's an Isha Kars, even though they're still living with each other, the Isir, there's still a Binam and Samar. So he says, perhaps the Rambam got his Mokka from this Gemara, that even though the parents are Baveri, there still is a din of Ben Samar. The Tur can easily answer, no, that was 13 years ago, they did Shuva. Holy Mamzer, the Gemara says, Holy Mamzer is Mubus, Lisk, and the Tshuva is not accepted. So maybe he was voided. Maybe he was voided. Well, Hatchila. Yeah. But, that's the Shaila. How are you supposed to read this Gemara? It means that he's still a Rosh Hashanah. Then the Gemara quotes the different Tanoim. One Tanoim says, that Ben Saramar, Lahoy, Valerasid, Leos, Valah, why is it written Rosh and Kalbukar? The next Tana says that Irani Tachas Lahoy Velos Elias. Why is it written Rosh Kabbalah? What leads him? What prompts him to say Irani Tachas is such a far-fetched thing? It's never going to happen. So the Gemara says because the Tana of Lazer is of the opinion if you have one mezuzah in the whole, how is it possible a city in Eretz Yisrael doesn't have one mezuzah? Huh? You can have it today. The Tanoim couldn't have such an imagination. So the Gemara says, how can it be a city doesn't even have one mezuzah? One mezuzah. So you're not allowed to burn the mezuzah because it says, "Ibaltim Hashem and Amakam Ola Sasim Kain Hashem Alakech." You have to destroy all of the doors, but you're not allowed to destroy a mezuzah. Sasim Kain Hashem Alakech. And the pasuk says, "You burn down the whole city." There's Kol Shalolot Tikvah Saltech Rechavu V'Sarafta Beish.
And if you have one mezuzah, you can't burn down that mezuzah, so there's no din of irani dam. You don't burn down anything. Whoever's chayv misa because of avodah zarah, give him the onish misa. You give him skila, but you don't give the whole fancy din of irani daka, you don't give. So that's one tana. The tana Rav Lezer, the woman says that irani daka is lahoy v'lohasid liyos. And why is it written drosh v'kabos kar? Because he says even one mezuzah is matal on those lady, he figures that that'll never happen. And then there's another price that says, the Rabbi Tamanuga is also what prompts is Tanakh to say that the Rabbi Tamanuga never was and never will be? So the Gemara says, because, according to Rav Lozer, Rav Shimon, you only have a din of Rabbi Tamanuga if it's such a big negataras in the corner of the wall, it's two gris on one wall and a gris on the other wall next to each other in the corner, so far fetched, not gonna did it. So he says that it cannot be. Never was, never will be. And in each instance, there was an eyewitness report that it was. I was there, and there was in the cemetery, there was a Ben Sar and Marfer, and there was an Imani Zachas, and he says that there was such a thing as a Bais HaMenuga. Sure. So that's the question. Was there or was there not? Huh? It's a famous case. Today said in Parashas Ve'era, the pasuk keeps on saying that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was doing all these nisim in its world, breaking all of Teva. And anyone who would witness this would certainly be convinced that only the Rabban Shalom in heaven above is controlling the whole world. He can do nisim in its world. And nonetheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu makes a nes betret nes. He gives human beings the opportunity to deny the existence of God. He makes a nest, then he changes teva, and then he makes a nest in the middle. In teva nest, he gives power the ability to deny that the Ribbono Shel Olam is ruling the world. That's how the pasuk is funny. Chvardei Achlipoy. Some of the mafarshim are saying not that the Ribbono Shel Olam suspended his bechira chavshes and he didn't allow. That's how the Rambam speaks about Menias Tavshuda, that the Ribbono Shel Olam suspended his bechira chavshes. But other mafarshim say it doesn't mean like that. The Talmud has a whole famous aliyah. It doesn't mean like that. He says that it just means that, even though it's so convincing, all the other people would certainly be convinced that there is a God in heaven above who controls the whole world. No. He gave him more strength and more room so that he should even be able to deny the Metzius Hashem even under such circumstances. That's what the Baruch Shalom wants, that we should all have Chiruch Hashem. But when there are extreme cases like that, that people usually are not going to choose to have Chiruch Hashem to deny Metzius Hashem, it's so violent. That's over here was, and that's with Hanes, that he had the ability to deny, even under such circumstances.
Ashkar, next week, can you do that stuff with the Malkus and the Ben Zohar and Morer, if it's part of a Yisrael, so...
The next mission?
Yeah, the next mission. I started it from stuff.
Rashi and the Rambam.
Right. And the Ramah. That's how such a big thing the Ramah has. Your Sameach also has. Your Sameach and Mamre also has some stuff on that. Yeah. They throw it in the Ramah. By Lapshe B'cholos, you touched on it in the last parak on Samar Gimel, when they did Lapshe B'cholos, L'Sof L'Vadam, for Ben Sarah Amarer. So within Ramah says, because of your Shalmi, it may be because of those signals.
That it's Malkus.
Yeah. And then they go wild. So do you apply then coming with the Rabbeinu? I thought of today.
Do you apply
coming with the Rabbeinu by Ben Zohar Morer?
Didn't come with the Rabbeinu?
How would it work?
It is not right to take back Shalmi.
You'd be here all night. I'm telling you. I've been there.
Is there a minion? Everybody wants you to die.
No, I want to be a doctor.
Schwarze sind aber in alle Heimel Scholomi, als ob ihr Dolom Burkato Adu Neu, Schumer Amo Israel, Load.
I'm going to go to the house.